5,000 Blankets is the name of the movie, and Cindy Bunch is with us. Cindy, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're doing so good. We are doing well. You know what? You've been busy shooting movies and doing like Hollywood stuff, haven't you?
Yeah.
To say the least. Oh my goodness. So 5,000 Blankets is about feeding the homeless. And so tell us a little bit about the movie. Teach us things.
Teaching things. It actually started when my son was 5 and a half. His dad had suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, and he would often disappear and leave. He worked in downtown Fort Worth at the time. He was a construction engineer, and he built big buildings. So he quit taking his medications, as they sometimes do, and disappeared downtown Fort Worth. So we'd go searching for him in that area, and we came across an area about 2 blocks away. It's the homeless district. And so we were introduced to a world that we had never seen before. Just especially Philip, he had never seen anything like that, that kind of poverty. And it was winter time, and so we spent a long day out, and he came home. Or we came home, and I was tucking him into bed, and he asked me if I was cold. And I told him, no, baby, I'm not cold. And he says, well, what do you think about Daddy? And, whoa, that kind of took me back. I didn't really quite know how to answer that. And I just told him, I think your daddy's fine. And then he said, well, Mommy, what about all those other people out there that we saw? The people in the streets, the people in the tents. And I just basically told him the truth. No, they're not warm. And yeah, and so he said, well, we need to warm them all up. We need to get lots of blankets so we can warm them all up. And this kid didn't stop. This went on and on. I kind of brushed it off at first. But it was that little whisper every single morning for about 3 days. And he brought me his piggy bank. And in his piggy bank, there was $7.20. And he says, Mommy, you need to go buy blankets, lots and lots of blankets, so we can warm them all up. And I'm thinking to myself, I've got $7.20. How am I going to pull this one off? And I don't know. So God just spoke to me and said, okay, you're going to make this happen. One way or another, you got to make this happen. So I sat down and I typed out a huge letter that told our whole story about our family and what my husband was going through at the time, and basically homelessness and mental illness and how we needed help. And I was basically asking for people to donate blankets, and I'm an extremely shy person, so sounds crazy. I made about 500 copies of this letter, and I stood on the streets of downtown Fort Worth, and everybody that walked by said, take this, take this, take this, take this. And they're looking at me like I'm some kind of crazy lady. And I remember when I got my first phone call.
They talk about faith as a child, and for your son to kind of experience something like that, I guess as an adult, you kind of get used to it. That's not a good thing to say, but you just kind of like, it's just normal. When you're a child and you see that, it can be really earth-shattering because that breaks your normal perception.
Exactly. And that's what it did. And one of those letters got in the hands of a reporter. Believe it or not, that sounds crazy, I know. But wow. And he called me and wanted Philip and I to do a segment on his TV show, which we did. And a screenwriter, this is God working, I'm telling you right here. A screenwriter saw it, and he called me the next day, and he said, I'd love to write a screenplay about your story. And I was kind of like, okay, this is crazy, but okay, why not?
Yeah.
And so I met with him the next day, and it's history.
There you go. Kind of a cool thing. The question comes up on occasion. If someone can play you in a movie, who would you choose? And the great thing is that from Pitch Perfect 1 and 2, Anna Camp plays you. How awesome.
I would have picked Anna, for sure. She was absolutely amazing.
What's it like the first time you watch yourself? You know that this story was inspired from you, and you know that it's reaching out through the theaters and touching someone else.
She just pulled me off. I didn't think she could. I didn't think anybody could, to be honest with you. And she did such a good job. I mean, I don't know. Hollywood to me is kind of crazy. And I was thinking, you know, this is going to be really weird. And I got to go, I got to be on set and actually meet her, which was amazing. And she was amazing. Everybody, the whole cast was amazing. And I was thinking, these people are going to look down on me. You know how you think.
Yeah.
When you're working with Hollywood people, but they weren't, they were just normal, just like everyday people.
Well, Cindy, we cannot be more excited for the movie. And, you know, where can we find the film now? How do we see it?
It's streaming on PureFlix. So you just subscribe to PureFlix, and there it is.
Gotcha. So PureFlix, in case it's fairly new to many of you, we'll call it like the Christian Netflix. And so you can download the app. It's available across Roku. It's across Apple TV. You can download the app. You can fill a subscription. Very much the same way as you would for Netflix. PureFlix is out there. The movie is called 5,000 Blankets. It's a true story. And we have Cindy Bunch. It's really her story that started this movie. Cindy, what's the number one thing you want to get across in this film?
To not look away from people, to look at people, to everybody has a story. These people all have stories. There's circumstances. You know how people just kind of turn a blind eye? I want to get across that a lot of these people suffer from mental illness, and they should be treated as human beings and not looked down upon. And I think that as the mental health system has totally failed. I mean, a lot of these people suffer from PTSD and just drug addiction, and there's not enough free drug rehabs for rehabilitation to help these people get back into society. So that's probably my biggest wish, is that the mental health system would kind of step up. And I know it's going to take more than just government. It's going to take churches. It's going to take people, us, all together, working together to make the world a better place, basically, and help reach down and pull them out.
I asked the question earlier about what it was like to see your life transform. What about your sons? Because this whole thing, he's so innocent and wide-eyed during this whole thing, and to see a movie with him being portrayed on screen, for him, is just kind of like, wait, what just happened here?
He turned 26 on Christmas Eve. And he is the same kid that he was when he was 5 and a half.
Aw, that's cool. So for him, this whole movie is just a wonder.
Yeah, but he's real humble. Philip's real humble, and he doesn't, you know, really talk about it a whole lot to anyone. Basically, just me. He's not a real showy type person. He's more, you know, this is what I do, and you know, it's in his heart. That day are those days that we spent on the streets looking for his father made an impact in his life that will last forever. I think they should show the movie in churches, in schools. I think every child needs to see this movie.
Yeah, and it's a lot of heart, too. It's called 5,000 Blankets, highlights power of family and faith. Cindy's husband has a mental breakdown, goes missing. She's determined, and her son, and they're trying to find him, but through the movement of compassion towards really inspiring a city through homeless, too. So there's a lot going on. Cindy, we are so grateful. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Congratulations. Yeah. Get on the movie.
Thank you. You can direct people to my website at philipswish.com, and it's Philip spelled with two L's. And, people can actually send me messages. They can donate online. And I answer every single message. I know I've made so many friends across the country because, I mean, they'll leave their phone numbers and I'll call them back and they're like, is this Cindy?
Well, Cindy, thank you again for spending a few minutes with us this morning. And again, thank you for everything that you did through the movie. It's one thing to see it, but it's something else to kind of have an understanding on how to potentially fix it. You know, and I think you kind of gave a lot of us that. So thank you for your work and everything that you've been doing.
Thank you. God bless you. And I hope everybody just takes the time to subscribe to PureFlix and watch this movie. It is a must-see movie. And it's true. Everything that happened was true to life. So,
inspired by a true story. Again, it's on PureFlix. You can download the app to your smart TV. It's Apple TV. It's on Roku. 5,000 Blankets is the name of the movie. Cindy Bunch, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, your website one last time.
PhillipsWish.com. Phillips Wish Warming Homeless Hearts will pop up. People can leave messages. They can donate online, because that's the hardest part, is the donation part. Trying to get people engaged. And people are actually asking me how they can do it in their cities. Basically telling me, you just do. You got to get out there and do.
So listeners, I know that there was a lot of details that were passed around. Any questions on anything you just heard, let us know. 419-240-1937. Again, Cindy Bunch, 5,000 Blankets. Cindy, thank you again.
God bless you so much for having me.